Consider infinity, infinite space. Consider eternity, eternal time. Can't do it, huh? Well then, close your eyes, go ahead, and visualize a beam of light shooting out from your forehead. See it speeding past planets and suns and galaxies, on and on and on, extending farther and farther into infinity, eternally. Go ahead, do it now. Take a minute. Get a sense of the magnitude. Feels curiously real, experiencing that visualization. But hold on, sweetie. The principles of eternal time and infinite space are only concepts created by human self-conscious awareness. Time and space exist only in the aware mind. Eternity exists in our minds, a concept supported by tired muscles and bleary eyes. Just staying present in the present now is eternity. Infinity exists in our minds, conjured by projection, extended by imagination, incurable curiosity, and Hollywood. You see, baby love, there is no actual external evidence separate from our misperceptions feeding our brains, then our minds making up excuses called reasons to validate the mental concepts of time and space. Humans have arbitrarily assigned space-time qualities to the movement of the stars because they appear regularly, seeming more eternal, infinite, and balanced than anything else to make a bet on. And that works well enough while we're in a body, but sooner or later, we'll be jerked out of our physical complacency and faced with becoming eternal and infinite, which exhibit as consciousness itself. Might as well start prepping for the absence of everything. See if you can stretch your mind around that concept. Go ahead. Sense the magnitude. Return to the top. Read again. Practice.